A little bit of residual morning moisture didn't keep New Jersey residents from showing up in droves to support U.S. Senator Cory Booker's hopes to be the next president of the United States.
And we are here to open up to make sure that everybody is comfortable that come down to support Cory Booker, because we're with him 100%.
Juanita Bergman works at the Welcome Center in downtown Newark. She's a lifelong resident who thinks Booker is great for the city.
I love the idea that he is, seemed to me a family-oriented person, and he took the time to listen to our concerns, and I was happy about that. I thought it was very nice.
I want to thank my mother. It was her example all my life, her example of grace and courage and service. It's her love, which is a reason why I'm here today.
Freddie Batchelor recently moved to Newark, but says she's followed Cory Booker's career as a public servant.
He's an articulate speaker.
Yo voy a ser un presidente para todo nuestra gente en nuestro país. I will be a president for all people in America.
And when he says something, all the things that I've heard, that is direct, and even in debates on Capitol Hill, in the Senate, he's not afraid to speak what he truly feels, not just feels, but what he knows.
After 60 years of decline, look around you. Newark is growing again.
He still is a resident here in Newark. He's always here championing for whatever's going on, even though he's a senator now.
Newark resident Sheila Montague believes Booker has done a good job of creating national policy through his experiences in Newark.
He's doing a lot in terms of legislation, for even, our members of society that are incarcerated. And, I appreciate that.
We won't wait for criminal justice reform. We will end the system of mass incarceration in America.
Crystal Woods of Newark remembers Mayor Booker as just another person in the community.
He's a personable guy. Running into him in the many different stores, the shops, just around the community, seeing him basically be a member of the community, not just kind of serving the offices. So that's kind of why I'm supporting him today.
Woods believes Booker has always stood out as a trailblazer in politics.
Barack maybe, was the first guy in the door, but I think Cory coming right, kind of like in his trail, I think he'll be if not more involved in the community as a president.
We have to decide whether we will choose division and blame, or if we will do the hard work of conquering fear with faith, apathy with action, and hatred with love.
Some are supporting Booker, because he's a Jersey guy. Aaron, Logan, and Lawrence from Ridgewood are still in high school but plan to spend their time getting the word out.
There are a ton of choices out there. I'm really excited to be here today because, he's my senator.
I'm just here for the same reason as Lawrence, just to support the Democrats, make sure we take back the White House.
Yeah, I agree with these two guys too, just similar stuff. I'm supporting Booker just because, I like his policy and I like the fact that we want to have the Democrats come back in, just like they said.
We don't have the privilege to wait for what fits into someone else's narrow view of what it means to be a progressive. Our first priority must be to make people's lives better.
Cory Booker is one in a packed field of Democrats looking to challenge President Donald Trump in 2020.
I believe we will make justice real for all people. And that is why I am running for president of the United States of America.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Hank Santos in Newark.